Access all areas with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome back to FUBAR Radio. Access all areas, it's Stephen and Joanna.
Hello everyone, how are you, Joanna?
I am very, very well. I thought that beginning bit was really good just then, did you?
Very professional, babes. Well done. You're getting the hang of it.
I was so professional. But I've been good. I'm just getting really bored now. I mean, last year I mentioned I was bored, but I am bored.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, there is literally nothing else to do, is there?
There's literally nothing. I mean, I even spent the last 2 days with no makeup on, except from today. But the last 2 days with no makeup on, because I was like, I am sick of even putting makeup on my skin.
Well, it must, and that'll be good for your skin as well, have a couple of days off.
Well, you say that, but I find that actually when I stop wearing makeup, that's when I start getting spots. Maybe my skin is just too used to having makeup on, and when I suddenly stop wearing it, it's just like, just goes.
I went to university with a girl who was so used to wearing high heels that when she didn't wear them, her legs were in pain. She'd like done something to her legs. Maybe you've done the same thing, but to your skin.
Possibly. That is possibly, yeah, it's possibly happened because I feel like I always wear it. But aside from that, I've been all right. I've stopped with the working out and then I've got back into it last night again. But it's all right. You know, It's quarantine, isn't it? Anything goes.
I mean, I think that's kind of the vibe at the minute. Like we were saying before, I mean, I am in a lot of pain today because I went for the longest walk known to man this morning. Well, and this afternoon.
How long was that walk for?
7.5 hours, I think.
Did you not even get bored? Did you not even get bored when you're walking and think, do you know what, maybe it's time just to turn back round and head home, you know?
Well, I had like a little like map in my head planned of where I wanted to go. So I knew. So basically I live in Upton Park, which is like East London.
Yeah.
And then I walked to Westminster by the river, by the Thames, which took like 3 hours. And then I kind of wandered around town for a bit, walked back. And so I left at 7:45 and I got back home at 3:30.
Stephen, that is mad. That is so mad. And I hope you're
exhausted.
Wearing trainers as well.
I was wearing trainers, luckily. I was not wearing my work shoes. No Chelsea boots. But it was, Pret was open. I thought that was an exciting development. There was a Pret that was open.
I saw that on your Instagram stories and I actually was really jealous because all I want right now is a Starbucks and Costa coffee. I keep telling everyone, every time I speak on social media, I just want a Costa coffee or Starbucks. So I'm actually really jealous of you because I don't think there's a Pret round here.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that I reckon they'll be opening fairly soon, I reckon, because they'll still have to have social distancing and all those things, so you won't all be able to just crowd inside. But I do think it will start up soon. So you'll get your Starbucks there, your Costa soon, Joanna.
I hope so. But Stephen, do you know what I'm worried about?
Go on.
I'm concerned about the fact that you went on a walk and you literally didn't even get bored. I go, I do a 5-minute workout and I'm like, I'm done now. I'll go to the park and I'm like, right, okay, I'm bored of this scene now. I'm going to get in time. What made you stay up for that long?
Well, I have my podcast to listen to. So I listened to probably 5 or 6 podcasts. Then I was listening to music. Then I was taking pictures, which I put on my Insta story. No, I only took one selfie and I looked so dreadful I didn't put it up. But it was actually, I think it was more just like the really surreal experience of walking around central London when there's no people there.
Completely
Like so empty. There's a few cars, obviously, but really no people. Because you think there's no tourists because all the hotels are closed. Very few people actually live in like central London. And if they do, they're probably at home. So like there was really very few people around. So I think actually the combination of all those things, I would have got bored if it was a normal day, but there was something about just the weird experience of it all that I wasn't bored.
Oh, I love that. And obviously you've had a week off of work.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my second day off now. So I've got another, I'll be back to work next Monday. I'm actually really enjoying it. I thought I'd be bored, but I think because I haven't had a single day off so far this year. Well, apart from the weekends, obviously. So it's actually been quite nice to just chill out. Tomorrow I'm going to do absolutely nothing. Probably have to lay my feet down for some time because
you have done enough walking to save you like 5 months of not doing any exercise, Stephen.
I wish that was the case. As you can probably see, my chubby face is not doing well in quarantine.
No,
so.
It's cute. I like it. I like it. Not you sure. Keep it.
My grey hair's coming back on my chin as well. It's a disaster.
Don't even go there. Honestly, my skin, I don't know what it is, but it's just coming up in loads of underskin spots. But I just think that's just staying in and not actually being out in the air and stuff.
Yeah, probably. And also, maybe it's the Jamaican patties you're eating that have got pubic hair in.
Oh, don't. I'm getting flashbacks. The amount of times people bring it up, and I'm like, listen, I need to get over that situation. And then basically, what happened? Oh, and I had a sausage. Oh, there's another situation. I had a sausage roll. And obviously, I should have heated it up, but obviously, it's got onion in it, I think it has. And when I just bit into the onion, it was hard. And I was like, I was like to my dad, I nearly started crying. I was like, I can't deal with packaged food anymore. I just can't eat.
Wait, hold on. It was a hard onion.
I was like, yeah.
What do you mean hard?
Is that meant to be in a sausage?
Like raw.
Roll?
Like raw.
I don't know. It was just like an onion. It was just hard, Stephen. How can I explain
Jeez.
It? It was hard.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you need to start eating fresh food. Maybe that's the universe telling you.
Yeah, I think so. And I opened up ham and I thought, you know, when you tear ham, it's always got them bitty bits. It's ham. Yeah. And I was like, Dad, is that another hair? And I was like, I can't do it. I was like, honestly, I had like a mental breakdown. I just can't eat packaged food anymore.
Well, I definitely think that quarantine is starting to get to you then, clearly.
I think so.
Or this lockdown situation.
I just want some fresh food and non-hairy food. Do you know what I mean, Stephen?
Well, babes, I'm sure you could make your own and then it wouldn't have any hair in it.
True. Just got some hair up.
So we have an exciting lineup of guests this evening, as ever.
Yes,
and very, very exciting for me because, as a massive Eurovision fan, it is very exciting. We've got James Newman on. So he was going to be our entry for Eurovision, which should have been on this Saturday coming, but obviously got cancelled because of the virus.
Yeah.
So we're going to be chatting with him. We also have Big Brother legend Aisling Horgan-Wallace on as well.
Yes.
And also Strictly's Karen Howard. So it's like a right old decent lineup this evening. You've watched it. James has got a little documentary out, hasn't he, on BBC
yes.
iPlayer about what happened with Eurovision. We'll obviously talk to him about that. But what did you make of it?
I mean, I do like watching Eurovision. I'm not a massive, massive, like, got-to-watch type of fan sort of thing. But when I watched it, you really get a feel for, like, how everyone comes together. It's the community type of thing. And I think it's such a shame because I didn't realise how many people really, really wait for that moment. And they wait all year for it to come. Is it every year or every... It's
every year. Yeah,
every year. So everyone waits for that moment. And you don't realise that people actually really, really look forward to it. And then... to see everyone upset and some people crying, nobody near the end of it when they were doing countries and talking to them. And you saw them really upset and you just think, like, it's actually a massive shame, especially for those artists and singers who were actually going to perform. Are they going to be chosen the next year? You don't know. Are they, you know, and if they don't, that's a shame.
Yeah, real shame. I reckon the BBC will have a little plan for James. I reckon he might be back, but we can ask him that.
I hope so, because obviously I think at the point of when we were like, just watching the BBC programme and stuff, he didn't quite know yet if he was going to get called back. So now we get to find out whether he actually gets called back or not.
Hopefully. Let's hope he knows some more information.
I hope so.
So, what have you been watching at the minute? Because, again, I'm struggling. I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race, but other than that...
I love that. Everyone's been watching that, you know. I see it on my Instagram.
Really?
But I've just been, you're going to kill me. I have been watching Cat in the Hat every day on the trot for about 4 days.
Is that a cartoon for children?
Yes! Well, it's not really, it's like half cartoon, half not.
Right, okay. Well, that's fair enough. Where do you watch this? On Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and I loved Cat in the Hat, right? And I've always loved it for years and years and years, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I was going through Netflix to figure out what can I watch? Was going down it and I just see Cat in the Hat and I was like, stop it. And I was like, is this a cartoon? Because there is a cartoon version, I think, as well, which isn't as good. And I looked and I was like, it's the actual one. And you don't even understand. I sat there and I was laughing so loud. My dad walked in my room and he was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, Cat in the Hat. And he went, I think you need to grow up. I was like, no.
I think he's right. I think your dad's right. What's your dad's name?
Andy.
Andy is right. Andy is absolutely right.
No, I absolutely love Cat in the Hat. I am absolutely obsessed. He's hilarious. And then the next day I thought, I can't bother searching for another film, which is whack it on again. And then I watched Daddy Daycare, which is funny. It's really, really funny.
Well, is that a film?
Yeah, another film. And then I watched Cat in the Hat again. Do you know what? I'm a very happy being right now.
Joanna, Jesus Christ. I mean, honest to God, just...
I, Love it. Also, I DM'd Dylan. I finally found his Instagram, you know, Joe Exotic's husband.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, thanks so much for joining us. I was like, you're amazing. Keep your heads up high. And he was like, oh, thanks so much. It was so brilliant. And I was like, ah!
Oh, that's so nice. He responded.
Yeah, he messaged me, but he didn't follow me though. But it's all good. I follow him. It's fine.
That's all right. I'm sure we'll win him round eventually. Maybe we can get him on the show again.
Yeah, back home, like, so any news, any update?
So what are you? No, I'm not going to ask that. You're going to have to cut this bit out, Georgia. I'm just going to. Are you sending messages? Because I'm getting a constant stream, but nothing's coming through.
Oh, I've just got one message.
I just sent one. I can hear someone's phone vibrating.
Oh, it might be mine.
I just sent. That's all right. I just sent one message, but that was it. If you want a showbiz thing to talk about.
This is good because I actually done a tweet about her today.
Okay, let's talk about that then. So there's been some showbiz goss going on this week, haven't they? Have you seen about Jessie Nelson from Little Mix?
Yeah, so obviously she has put on pictures of her absolutely amazing, amazing body, which she's proud of, and rightly so. She can put that and pass that all over her Instagram. And good old Kaylee Hopkins likes to throw in her nice little opinion all the time. Mm. Honestly, I woke up this morning and I saw Chris Hughes tweet, and it came up, and obviously Kaylee Hopkins just wrote a really nasty tweet about Jessie, and I've had enough. I literally had to write back, and I just said to Katie, go and cleanse your soul. Like, you need to go and cleanse your soul. She's talking about people doing things for attention, yet you're publicly trying to embarrass and troll a young girl. I just think it's ridiculous. Katie Hopkins needs to just get on with her own little life and just deal with her own little problems instead of worrying about everyone else putting pictures up of their bodies.
I think she just thinks it's the only way she can get attention. She's a professional troll. Katie Hopkins.
Do you know what I think it is? She has been labelled this troll, as you say. She's got this character now, and she knows that by playing with this character, she's getting publicity. And that's what she's continuing to do. But for someone saying over, you know, on TV and everything, they suffered with depression, they were really going through a hard time, suicidal, etc. Just leave her alone.
yeah, totally, yeah. Especially because she did that documentary calling out people for saying exactly the kind of things that Katie was saying. Like, I mean, it really makes no difference to Kaylee Hopkins whether or not Jessie Nelson is posing completely nude or covered up from head to toe. Makes absolutely no difference. So why the hell she feels the need to interfere? She's been on this show before, a long time ago, before she was like, and she was horrible.
I think she's just learned to be this person, and she's slowly becoming more and more that character. And I just don't know how she lives with herself personally. And I've got very strong views against her because I just think, you know, this young girl, Jessie, she's not an old lady. She's still young. She's still new to public eye, if anything. Leave her alone. She wants to post her body she's happy with. Absolutely.
And she works very hard for it.
Exactly, but Kaylee Hopkins, get a life, go cleanse your soul, hun.
Go cleanse your soul, babes.
Go cleanse your soul.
I believe we have our first guest, James Newman, ready to go.
Very excited.
Hello, yeah. James. Hey!
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. So glad to have you on. It's a real treat for me because I'm an absolute Eurovision nut. So how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, just chilling in the kitchen, which is now the main hub of the Eurovision empire for me. So.
It was supposed to be so different.
I mean, I think I was meant to be doing my dress rehearsal maybe tonight in Rotterdam, but instead I'm like, making salmon and sitting in the kitchen. So,
oh,
you know.
Bless! It's just mad. You couldn't write this, could you?
No, not at all. It's absolutely crazy.
I know that obviously it's been a bit of a wild ride for you, and then the documentary came out, which I watched yesterday on iPlayer. Like, what I mean, it must have been a real low moment when you, for anyone that hasn't watched it, you talk a bit about it actually in the documentary, when you found out that Eurovision wasn't happening. You planned for like however what 4 or 5 months probably. What was that moment like?
Obviously, I was absolutely gutted. But you kind of, I knew it was coming because there was no way it could have gone. You know, just like there's no way it could happen in any way. Like, Glastonbury had been cancelled, so much things had been cancelled, and like, you know, it was getting so, you know, every day was getting worse and worse, and it was like, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's like when you actually hear it said, you know it's going to be cancelled, but then when they say like, yeah, it's cancelled, you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
yeah. You
know, and are you still keeping in touch with the other artists as well, and how are they feeling about this all being cancelled?
Yeah, it's been cool actually, because like, at first I felt like quite on my own, but then I realised there's like 40 other people that are like, hey, I feel the same. which has been nice. I've done like loads of Zoom meetings and stuff with like loads of other acts and like we've been talking about how it feels, you know, to kind of be in this weird little club of Eurovision acts that will never get to like stand on that stage. But it's kind of nice. It's like a little support group in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
Had you guys met before, or is it just because it had been cancelled that you all started sort of communicating with each other?
No, that was like the first time I'd met like everyone like on Zoom and stuff. So it was kind of like, I was going to meet people like, you know, this week, which was kind of the exciting thing. But it's still nice to be able to like catch up on Zoom and stuff, because you do actually get to talk to the person face to face.
So there's going to be a big Eurovision night, and regardless of the fact that the competitions are happening on Saturday on BBC, yeah. I guess you're still involved with that.
Yeah, there's loads of fun things happening. I don't want to say too much because I'm not sure exactly what I can say.
But that's fine.
There's the BBC show, and then there's the Eurovision Shine a Light show, which is on after the... I think the BBC show's on first, I think. Yeah. I've done some like fun recordings and stuff at home for both of those, so it's going to be a fun night. I've got some like bunting ready to put up.
So you're going to be having a few drinks instead of being incredibly nervous and waiting to go on stage, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, I suppose I can have a drink tonight on Saturday.
Oh, bless.
Has there been any further developments about you possibly doing next year?
Nothing's been said yet. I told them that I really want to, if it works out that, you know, if the universe allows me to do it. But obviously it's up to the BBC and whatever they want to do. So, but yeah, I'm ready if they want me to, and if not, then c'est la vie.
Fingers crossed.
I've got a good feeling. There's so many countries that are doing it. And the fact that you were in internal selection this year rather than a show, I don't really see why they would need to do something else, but who knows? I mean, who knows?
Okay. It would be good. I could finish what I started. I really want to like...
Yeah, you know, I think they'll give you that opportunity, because I think it's unfair to sort of cut you off there and say, and not see how you can get on with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun to like kind of carry on and come back with a different song as well next year, and like the world would be like a different place, won't it? So it'd be fun to like, you know, just really go boom for like...
Yeah, totally. And the stuff that you've performed before and written before is all kind of eclectic style-wise, isn't it? So you could come back with something that sounded quite different to what you did.
Yeah, definitely. I want to try and, like, because I'm going to put out the rest of my album and stuff this year. Mm. I'd like to, like, I know, it'll be in a different place musically next year, so it could be fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you also, you self think you had coronavirus, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty positive I did. Like, I had symptoms.
Crazy. How are you feeling now?
Finally better, but it's been, like, so long. Like, I reckon I had it for, like, a month.
Jeez.
Like, honestly, like, since I lost my sense of taste and smell. I think that was, like, the start of April or something. The first week of April, I lost my taste and sense of smell. And then, like, I couldn't breathe. I had, like, a really tight chest. Because I've got asthma as well, so I was, like, really worried.
So you're an at-risk category then, aren't you, especially?
Yeah. So I rang my doctor, and he was like, yeah. I told him all the symptoms. He was like, sounds like you've got it. Luckily, I've been, like, isolating anyway because I thought, I didn't want to get it with asthma. So. But what was crazy is, like, even though I was being so careful, not going to the shops or, you know, getting like people to bring food and stuff, I still got it.
I think it was like around mad. Before, and then it just built up over time and became worse, and that's when the symptoms became more like obvious.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like before that, I'd done like the least of a whole you know, I kind of done, like, met so many people and stuff like that when I launched My Last Breath. So
Because I personally also think I had it the first week that we went into lockdown, because I had really bad cough. I had flu already in February, and then I had completely disconnected, and then I had I lost my sense of taste and smell, which I still don't actually have back, which is like
really.
Oh, no.
I do have it mostly, but there are some things I just can't taste it, like now. It just seems.
I mean, Stephen, you got prepped today, and if you didn't try, didn't taste that coffee, then there's issues.
I did. I could taste the coffee, but weirdly, I can't taste tea. And I used to love a cup of tea. Yeah, it's so weird.
That's
who knows? What's kind of the plan for you now, James? Now that, well, Eurovision will be on Saturday. We'll maybe hear in the near future if you're going to be doing next year. What's kind of the plan?
Well, my new single's coming out on Friday, which is called Enough. And I've just got the video edit back. We've done like a lockdown video, strict rules, and it's amazing. I'm like, I can't believe, you know, when you're like, I can't believe that's my video. I'm just like blown away. I've done it with Charlie Lightning, who did the video for My Last Breath, and he's like absolutely nailed it. So yeah, big day for me on Friday.
That's really exciting.
Oh, amazing.
And then I've been chatting to a DJ about doing James Newman and this DJ, and putting out a song that we wrote a while ago that I kind of forgot about. So I'm going to chat about that. And then my EP, and then my album, and I suppose in the meantime, do some gigs online and just, hang out, cook food, gardening.
yeah, like everyone else, I guess. That's kind of the...
It's quite funny. Oh, go on, sorry.
No, go on, Johnny.
I know, you go on. Go on.
is there anything now, looking back at the song or the video or anything that you'd... Well, although someone did point out to me, maybe the title was a bit odd, considering what was going on, but you could never have predicted that. But is there anything you would have done differently?
The title thing, I mean, we wrote it a long time ago.
Of course.
It's very unfortunate. But I don't know, really. I think I know so much more about the Eurovision community and the whole thing in so much more detail now. So I think it's definitely going to give me, if I do it next year, going to give me, an insight more into, what people want. Oh, my God. I've got a weird bird clock in my kitchen, and it goes off on the hour.
It sounds like a coffee machine. You know when they put the hot water in, it goes... that might sound like that.
I saw it in a shop ages ago, and they had a really good one, and then I got one off Amazon for $9.99, and it's so weird. It's
like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right, don't worry.
So I think definitely I've kind of learned so much more about the songs of Eurovision, the ones that have won in the past now, and kind of got to know it more. So I think it'll definitely help me in writing the next song if I do.
Could have one Iceland, because they're favourite.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's cool that they've got a dance, and everyone's been doing the dance and stuff like that.
Yeah, it went viral, didn't dance. It?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I mean, his dance is just stomping around, so it's not...
Yeah, true. Mine would be quite similar.
what were your favourite songs from the ones that you heard?
I love the Iceland song, Think About Things. I really love Jean Gu, the Netherlands entry.
Oh yeah, really
song
good.
Grow.
Yeah,
I just think it's so beautiful, and the lyrics are just so, I don't know, I'm just really connected with it lyrically.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Malta song?
Destiny. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
That's like
so I've not heard
banger,
it.
She's a real powerhouse.
It's got that sorely stompy blues kind of uplifting. Emily Sandé, Rag & Bone, Manny, Sigma kind of thing. Yeah, those guys, I love those tunes. My friend wrote the Finland song.
I haven't heard that one. I know, it was...
That's really good as well. I don't know what it's called now, but that's really cool as well. But yeah, definitely Jean Gu is my top.
Well,
my top song.
We're really looking forward to watching what happens with you next, because it's going to be an exciting journey for you, whatever. And also watching you on Saturday, whatever it is you may be doing, we're not, not entirely sure. So we're going to play your Eurovision song. So if you'd like to introduce it, then please do go. Well, we can't play it right now.
Yeah.
But when it goes out, we'll play it.
Okay. Hi everyone, my name's James Damon and this is my Eurovision 2020 song, My Last Breath.
Some people let go, some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on when no one believes, I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble, but I swear.
Thanks so much, James. That was awesome. Really great to speak to you.
Thank you so much.
And, thanks for your time.
And good luck. And good luck with everything. I hope it goes well. And I really hope the BBC a champion in you.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, James.
Nice to meet
you. You too.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Isn't he? And he's a really, really talented guy as well. And I think the it was nice for a change for our entry to be kind of a cool song that wasn't like...
Yeah, he's quite cool and he's young and he's like, he's got a really good energy about him. I think that's quite nice. So
yeah.
I really hope they do choose him for next year because I think he deserves a chance. And, you know, he deserves a chance for us to see where he can get. You know, he can come first. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I would love Britain to come first because then it would mean we'd host the year after and I could go in my home country. What a dream.
Is that what happens when you win? It does that in
Yeah, so if you win, you have the honour of spending millions and millions of pounds on hosting it the year after.
Stunning. I loved watching you in that, though, Stephen. You're really excited and you're really into it. And I was like, oh, wow, I loved it.
There's not much I get hugely passionate about, but there's something about Eurovision that just really gets me.
I was like, you go, honey. I was like,
oh, actually, I've got a map of Europe right there behind me as well.
Oh, Stephen, I love it. Oh, Stephen, just quick, I bought a flower today, a plant today. You'd be very happy.
Did you? What was it?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a really nice plant that's going in my room.
Well, make sure you don't overwater it. That is always the problem with houseplants.
Yes, I'm not going to, but you know, it's going to look really cute in the corner, so I'm very excited. Anyway, well, I've got our next guest.
We've got our next guest. She's ready to come in. It is the incredibly amazing Aisling Horgan-Wallace. Aisling, are you there? Yay! There you are.
Here I am, making sure the lighting's Mariah Carey for me.
Oh, yes, you look beautiful. Yes. How are you?
I'm very good, darling. How are you?
We're good.
Nice shoebox or something going on back there.
This here?
Yeah, love it, hon.
Thank you. IKEA.
Well, would you like to see what's in my background, darling?
Is that you? Who is it?
Yes. That's a life-size cutout of myself.
What, I did one of them.
Were you feeling particularly lonely and just wanted to look at yourself? was...
No, somebody got it for my 40th birthday and my flatmate insisted on bringing it home. So here we are.
Why not?
And any new potential boyfriend that comes in goes, "Cor, that's a bit narcissistic, isn't it?" I mean, they don't all talk like that. I just thought it's like...
Yeah, what are all these bad boys you've got coming into your house?
Oh, it's what a narcissistic show, isn't it? Some of them are like, "Oh, darling, that's narcissistic."
So how many men have you got coming around? No, I'm only joking.
Well, we're in quarantine, so I wouldn't like to say.
How is quarantine treating you, Aisling?
Oh, babe, this is nothing. This is a piece of pee-pee for me. You know, come on, I've done 3 months in Big Brother. We had no TV, no telephones, no outside communication with the world, bunch of morons to live with. Like, literally, this is heaven in comparison. I don't know why people are moaning.
I don't know.
You're getting paid to stay at home. What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
But it's boring, isn't it? That's what most people...
No, someone very clever, who I cannot mention their name because I'm not very clever and can't remember, said there's no such thing as boredom, only you are boring.
I kind of like that, you. doing that.
Yeah, so it's only you that's bored. Yeah, you've got to find something for yourself to do. There's so much to do.
What have you been doing then?
There we go.
Nothing, you're bored.
No, I've been Florence Nightingale. We all know that.
Oh yes, you have. So you've been helping some people who need housing, is that right?
Oh, so I did that, yeah. I mean, the main campaign that I'm with at the moment is trying to get people into caring. So there's 122,000 vacant jobs out there for carers. Like, just get involved. And the hours are flexible, you know, it's so fulfilling. I was a carer for my uncle when he was dying of cancer, right up until the end, but they said that he'd have 6 weeks, and he said me just being there gave him an extra 6 months.
That's so nice.
Honestly, yeah. There's nothing more fulfilling. It's beautiful. So I'm just trying to, that's my main campaign. I'm trying to get people to just go and have a look. You can do anything. You can do admin, you can do flexible hours, going to see the elderly, going to see people in, you know, that need you, that don't have family. Like, check it out. If you've got patience, love, and you haven't got a job, go for it, give it a try. And
do you think that this kind of all this attention that's been on kind of the NHS and the doctors and nurses and all of that, do you think that will change the way that people view jobs like care and stuff? And do you think it's maybe time to start paying them better?
I mean, I am sick of these footballers getting all of this money, kicking a ball. It makes me sick. These people out here are saving lives. Like, they're saving lives. It's the equilibrium is all just messed up. I really, really hope that things change after this. I mean, it might be a ploy to sell the NHS. Who knows? That's a conspiracy theory. We won't go there.
I do think that
sort of carers should get more recognition for what they're doing as well, because, you know, fair enough, there are doctors and nurses that are sort of on the front line in hospitals and stuff, but then carers are also on the front line in care homes.
That's exactly what my next point was going to be. Like, people forget the carers. They're in the care homes, but they're also going out individually to people's homes. And it can be really, it can be tough, you know, people can get ratty, people can get lonely.
It's a difficult job. There's no doubting that. It's a difficult job.
It's a difficult job, but it is really, really rewarding. And if I wasn't, you know, Madonna, it was a career I was thinking of going into, to be honest, because there is nothing more fulfilling than just... I used to brush this old lady's hair that needed brushing. It was really long, and it was just like, just to sit with her for 2 hours and brush her hair, and that's all she needed, and she was perked up with life. It's just little things that you can do. You don't have to be qualified for every job. So I say, get on the website, have a look, and let's not forget the carers, because like you say, the nurses, we're thinking of them, the doctors, we're thinking of them, but the carers, they kind of get forgotten a little bit in the process.
100%. So. Yeah, because I even live with my nan. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. Well, I live with my nan, and basically, even little things like sitting down with her and finding things for her to do as well, and taking care of her mental health while she's stuck inside as well. And I do like a little YouTube video with her, done her makeup, and the way her face lights up afterwards. And it's a similar thing to that, you know, taking care of them is the main thing, and just putting a smile on their face. It's so rewarding,
isn't it? Yeah. It's better than any money. I mean, not any money. I'm not going to say any money, but
doing it for money. Free.
Some money, honey.
Go on, Ashley, go on.
No, I'm just saying that I really want people to, you know, I doubted myself a lot. I was like, I probably wouldn't be allowed to be a carer, a foster parent, all of this. And I actually applied to be both and achieved both. But then I moved house and became fabulously famous. No, but
this is the problem.
This is the problem. No, but just so you know, like, you can just go out there and do it, and go onto the website, check it out. Don't be scared. Don't let anything put you off. All you can do is try. And there's 122,000 jobs going.
That is absolutely insane.
People are screaming for jobs. They're there.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing now, isn't it? Especially with they're talking about this big economic crash. People are going to have to be looking at new things. And
I know. And I'm thinking about that. Like, I was starting on that. What's that? OnlyFans, hon? I'm going to get my boobs up.
Do you know what's so mad? It's some people. I've got like a people's Instagrams and you see their OnlyFans and I'm like, no.
I know.
Just expect it. I'm like, wow.
How do they still get on TV and then they're getting the knockers out at night? I just don't get it.
Do you ever sit there though and think, what is in there? I just want to look at you and see what's in there, but we can't.
Well, we can if we pay £15. I ain't paying £15.
Now, I have done it. I have done it with someone I know. Not, I haven't got my own account. I mean, I have signed up for someone's account. Just it was someone I knew.
Was it a boy, though?
Yeah, it was a boy. Yeah, it was a boy.
I don't care about what the, we want to know what the girls are doing.
Yeah, the girls. I want to know what.
Surely it's just
No, but what extent are they going? Are they showing the flower? Are they showing the flower?
Flower. And is it a flower? Is it a kebab? Like, what's going on? And what do they do? Yeah. Like, I need to know. Yeah, I need to know.
A website instead of an Instagram. I'm like, what one's that? What one do I want to look at?
I know. And they seem to be raking it in. Like, I hope they're not getting any furlough government payout. They don't deserve it.
so actually, this isn't a career choice that you'll be making then?
No, unless things get really bad. No. Might do it under a pseudonym. No.
Shit, sorry, one sec. My light has just fallen over. Bear with.
So aside from obviously doing a lot of caring work and stuff during isolation, what other stuff are you doing to sort of keep yourself busy, motivated, watching anything?
Oh, well, no, I haven't finished about the caring, hun. The list goes on.
Go on.
So my friends at Sheesh Chigwell, I'm sure you've been there.
So they're
a sit down, you know, high end restaurant. They've never ever done takeaway food before, and I saw that they were doing free food for the NHS, and I just reached out and asked if I could help. And like, literally, I do it every Wednesday with them.
So what are you doing with them?
So just going there and eating all the food that they're supposed to be giving away.
Hungry, delicious,
babe.
Delicious.
No, their food is unreal. Their food is amazing. Like, if anyone says, where do we go? Should we just go Sheesh? Because it's amazing. You know you're going to get good service and good
drinks. And the drinks, honey.
Porn star martini.
High five, my girl, high five.
Wait a sec. Because the thing is with Sheesh, is everyone's dressed like they're going to the bloody Oscars.
Oh, yes, hun.
They're like ball girls.
Yes. Oh, yes, babe. Yes. Absolutely.
You got to stand in there. You
better stand outside if you think you're coming in that plaid shirt, honey. You're not. Because you're not.
It's all I got.
I'll buy you a new one. We've been doing that. So we've been going around and, like, literally, I've just been helping them do that. And that's been really fulfilling. We've met so many people. We've even gone to police helicopter ports. And ambulance helicopter ports, and it's been really, really fulfilling. Even on a selfish note, it's fulfilling. It makes you feel like you're giving back, you're doing something. I think I'd go stir crazy if I was indoors. And then the last thing that I've done, I'm a right show off. I wouldn't mind, but they're not giving me no furlough for it. I've got a flat in King's Cross, so I just offered it out, and a couple of nurses that are on the front line at UCLH.
Oh, yeah.
They live like miles away in Croydon and Purley, and they were doing night shifts and being robbed for the NHS badges because it meant that they could get by the homeless so that they could get free food.
Oh my god.
And yeah, so I gave them my flat for free and they've been staying in there with no cost.
Well, blimey, you are doing some good things at the moment.
Can you see my halo, halo, halo?
But it is, I mean, that's the thing. I kind of think, and I don't know what you think, but this is going to change the way people operate and society is going to be different after all this. Do you think?
I really, really, really hope so. And I hope it's not just forgotten. And I hope we remember that human interaction is so important. In fact, I feel like it's got human interaction, even though it's not physical, has got so much better. Like, I've learned so many things about close friends that I've never known, like, I just never known in the last 20 years because we are interacting more. We're having more time to talk. And I think it just makes us a bit more conscious and aware of what our carers and our doctors and our nurses and actually do go through to help us. So I hope we become a bit more sort of loving as a result of it, a bit more kind natured.
I hope so too. What a lovely note to, what a lovely thing to say. We've been asking all of our guests, Aisling, what you are watching at the moment, because we're all looking for we're desperate for ideas because we're bored out of our minds, and that doesn't mean we're boring people.
I've been watching Cat in the Hat, so I need some ideas.
Cat in the Hat, isn't that a cartoon?
That's exactly what I said.
Well, I've been watching a lot of Pornhub. I mean, I don't know about anyone else.
Well, babes, you've got to treat yourself, haven't you? If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
I've been asked. People are asking me for pictures of my feet. Like, they're paying me for pictures of my feet and stuff.
Have you accepted?
How dare you ask me that question?
Well, you can earn yourself 20 quid, babe. 20 quid's 20
I'm
quid,
I'm talking
isn't it?
500 quid, mate. For these bad boys?
I would only charge a fiver for
mine. I'm going to do a screen grab of that quickly. I can sell it.
No, it is an absolute thing. Honestly, if you get I don't get my feet out much. I hate my feet. They're gross. So I charge probably a fiver for mine. But it is a thing. When people get their feet out on Instagram, they end up getting like a wiki foot page.
But like, literally, I need to do this. Like, literally, I'm thinking, you know, the flat's empty in King's Cross. I've got not much else is going on. I'm going to do a foot fetish page.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Paint your toes every day, different colours. Stunning.
It's what the world needs right now, Aisling.
I don't know how, like, I don't know about yourself, darling, but I can't keep up with all the Instagram pictures. I do put a picture up every day, but, like, all of the... And the... Anna, honey, you're in your kitchen. We all look like rubbish.
No,
like,
this is the thing.
Just calm yourself down.
Do you know what? I've got wrapped in it, but then I thought, do you know what? I'm sick of having a static post. I've been trying to put up like funny videos, like TikToks on my squid post instead of a static picture of my face.
I don't even know what you're saying, babe. Oh, none of that makes sense.
TikTok. Do you know TikTok? Come on, you know
TikTok. Oh, yeah, TikTok. I thought you was... I don't know what... Listen, you're young, you're beautiful. You go ahead. I can't keep up with you, slot.
I think that's fair enough, to be honest.
Yeah. Just work on a TikTok on your grid post and you're sorted.
Grid post? Right? I'm going to go in a minute.
It's all right, Aisling. We'll let you go. We'll let you go.
All good.
No, I'm only joking.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Right. I've really enjoyed it. I'm going to follow you all on Instagram if I don't already, which probably do. Follow me back.
Yeah, we'll do, babe. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Lots of love.
Bye. You too. Bye. I want to have a cardboard cut out of myself.
Amazing.
I want a cardboard cut out of myself, so can FUBAR organise that? I'd be very
happy. I might just stick
that.
It here and just not talk on radio and just have my face there. Brilliant.
We have our final guest, absolutely gorgeous Karen Hauer, waiting to come in.
Hi.
Hey, hi guys. We like this. Who are we talking to, Karen?
This is David, my partner.
Oh, hi David.
We've been attached at the hip for the past, 2,700 years, so.
Oh, I see you both on your Instagram, and you both are so cute together. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
How is lockdown life treating you both?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Reassuring.
Like, we just kept ourselves busy, haven't we? Yeah.
No, it's actually been really nice.
Yeah.
It's the first time that we've finally have actually had some time together, because we're always work. I'm either on tour or he's on tour. Dave is an opera singer, so wow. He's usually doing something or I'm doing something, and somebody's at the house with the dogs, or I'm here and I'm there. So I mean, for now it's been actually really nice. We've been working hard, with our home festival fund that we've created, but it's been okay.
I think like everyone has a moment it's 8 weeks or something now, where people have been 7 or 8 weeks, and I think everyone has a moment.
Yeah.
But the great thing I think is that we're all, it sounds so cliche to say, but we're all in it together. We're all going through the same stuff, and I think that's what we can all gain strength from each other through that.
Yeah.
100%. So tell us a bit about the festival.
Well, it started actually today is our 8th week in. believe it or
well
not.
Well done. Yeah, yeah.
And it started out, yeah, like I said, 8 weeks ago, Oti Mabuse, the winner of Strictly Come Dancing, she rang me up and she was like, hey, I've been teaching some dance classes for kids. Would you want to do some, fitness classes as well?
Like, no, thank you.
I'm having a break, thanks.
I was like, you know what? Of course, I'd love to. And it's her, Oti and her husband, Marius, myself and David. So David and I are in charge of the whole fitness aspect of it and the stretch flow. And Oti teaches a family styled dance class. And then it's just kind of gone from one level to the other, hasn't it? It's kind of, it's grown so much. And it's really beautiful because, everybody's been really supportive of it. And in a way, it was one of these things that it was created because we felt like, we were taken out of our daily structure and the motivation behind it. So it was quite nice to unite and, bring together, use our platforms in a positive way. And then, we have makeup tutorials, we have baking. We've had Candice Brown, the winner of, a British Bake Off, come in and do some stuff. We had tennis. I was cooking with the Hairy Bikers.
And,
that was incredible. And then we had, a tennis legend, Boris Becker, just telling us about, his life and about, tennis. So, it's gone from strength to strength, and it's been lovely seeing how it's impacted everyone's life at this time.
Do you think that people are more... Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
Well, do you think people are more open to things like this now in a way they might not have been before? Because obviously people are locked down in their houses. Yeah. They're looking for things to do. You're providing a source of entertainment and joy.
Yeah. I definitely agree. It's helped us.
Yeah.
And I think that seeing how, like I said before, how it's, really helped everybody at home mentally and physically. Mentally it's hard. It is hard to be at home all the time and, to go out only for specifics and not being able to see your family. So being able to provide, something that brings happiness. We do a karaoke class and we're just singing and going crazy and just again, it's nice. And people, the messages that we get,
response has been incredible. People's they are, what Karen said is so true. We started it off as a kind of a structure of positivity and happiness to trying to do that. And now people write messages and they're like, I set my clock, 8:30 stretch flow or 10 o'clock karaoke, or I'm there and I do this and you guys are part of our day. And I think in answer to what you were saying, Stephen, it's so true. Like what we've tried to do is bring experiences to people. Like we took my sister is the curator of the zoo. And so they did like a 30-minute live for us so that people who were with the home festival could be near tigers.
That's and so good.
Time. And Karen through, we did a live with Murdochs of London at the Barbers.
Oh, yeah. I could really do some of that.
Well, Karen cut my hair and it's amazing.
Oh, well done.
I cut my dad, but I think I need to watch it to learn some skills because I think the fading wasn't that great.
No, I was really bricking it.
It's scary because one wrong move, that's it, done, ruined.
I know, because even he was going, come on, just, flick it.
Like, no,
going,
no.
I don't want to flick it too high. If I flick it too high, your ear's going to come off.
But also, I think at the minute, probably people are more accepting. If you make a mistake, I'm just going to shave it off. We don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. It's like...
Have you seen Ian Sterling's set?
It's worth looking.
It's amazing.
It's worth
looking at. We had them on a couple of weeks ago. We had a bit called Jive Talking, where we teach them. Well, I say we. I don't teach them. Karen teaches them a couple of eights, and then we play a game of like Mr. and Mrs. Or we play Jenga sometimes in the evening.
Yeah,
very fun stuff.
So it's probably for you been really good providing you structure in your day and something to do. Otherwise, what would you be doing?
No, absolutely.
As active people.
Karen doesn't have any more space for any more abs. So
I didn't mean Stephen do. Sorry, Stephen, we better get on to it.
plenty of space here.
Our house has become a studio. Like, we've shifted all of our furniture to one side. Even the dogs' beds are in our room now. So they're sleeping behind us. They're kind of just laying around. But we've literally converted our apartment into a little studio where half of the house is used only to exercise. So it's completely changed, you know, it's changed our structure and it's given us structure, which is exactly what we need right now. Mm. But there are times, there are days that, you know, a lot of people ask us, you know, how do you get the motivation? And, you know, sometimes I get motivated because I know a lot of people need the motivation as well. So I'm like, if I don't do it, I want to help people. So yeah. I need to get up every day to encourage and to kind of get out there and go, you can do it. Stay positive, you know, one little step at a time. And, you know, I had one of those days yesterday where I was telling everybody when I was teaching my stretch bowl class this morning that I stared at my cookie cabinet for about an hour and I just stood there. And I think I cried a little bit. And then I giggled to myself as well. And I was eating a cracker. And then I cried some more.
I thought she was talking to someone. I was in the shower.
She's having a breakdown.
I was like, came
out,
I was like, who on the phone? She's like, I've just been here.
Just staring at this cookie. I was just staring at the cookies going, I think something's wrong. I'm going to go to sleep. So I'll see you tomorrow. But, you know, it's just so weird, yeah. You know.
It's intense, but I think, isn't it, on a day-to-day yeah. basis. No one's ever done anything like this before.
Right. Yeah.
How have you guys found it?
I mean, I'm still working 9 to 5, so I'm a journalist in the day, so I still have my job, which has been really nice and given me the structure that I need. Although I've actually got this week off. Because I was supposed to be going to Eurovision this week, which is now not happening. But, you know, actually that's been quite nice too. It's been like having a little holiday. I was saying earlier to Joanna, I've walked 21 miles today. I got up amazing. Really early. And
how has it done that? My feet hurt with the thought of that.
My feet are in incredible pain right now. But
Joanna, you look beautiful, by the way. Like, how do you... I haven't put makeup on in like...
Oh, I thought you could see me. I was looking at Steve. I was like, hey. Oh, he does.
Oh, you look good, girl. You look good.
Thank you. Do you know what it is? Where I do, obviously, like, blogging, Instagram, YouTube, I've got constantly, you know, have my hair and makeup done, like, look half appropriate, you know? So I think for me as well, even throughout the days, I think me doing my hair and makeup has actually got me ready for the day and actually puts me in a good mood, as opposed to if I get up and I just leave my hair in a bun and no makeup, I think... It sets me for the day. I thought I'm motivated for the day and I'm like sort of not ready, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I had another day that passed by. I had a only pants day. Yeah. I only had my pants on.
Stunning!
You're allowed.
Pants day.
There are no rules. There are no rules.
Some people got lucky. I was riding my bicycle outside.
Isn't that Karen from Strictly out there?
Yeah, it was a pants day. Hey, you know? I mean, I barely put lip gloss on for you today.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, you're naturally beautiful, so
yeah, you don't need to worry.
Honestly,
you don't need to worry. Karen, while we've got you here, have you heard anything more on Strictly? What's happening? Anything at all? Probably not.
Not yet. I know there's a three shows coming out that we'll be recording soon about Blackpool, the movies, and I think it's Halloween. So there's a 3-part series that we're doing, which is great. And again, it's just bringing that happiness of Strictly. So we're all kind of going through all the years of, you know, all the major events that have happened during that time. So that will be fun to record. And again, it's like, what's it Strictly? You know, it's like, you know, that Strictly magic is...
But you'd be building up to it now, wouldn't you, on a normal year?
I mean, we usually start rehearsals in late July. So we'll see. I mean, as far as I know, fingers crossed, you know, I'm hoping it's going forward, but you know, it's that we're just kind of waiting day by day to see what they tell us. And, you know, and again, it's all about just the safety. And you know, but obviously we'd love for it to happen.
Mm. I did see today some news that they were saying TV productions are going to restart in June, but they're going to have to be socially distant, and that maybe doesn't work with Strictly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's gonna it's just gonna be side by side dancing, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It can always happen. I mean, we can always make it work, you know. You know, it doesn't always have to be in contact. You know, we can get creative. So
yeah, amazing.
Well, I'm hopeful because I'm a big fan, so let's fingers crossed. And also, we need new TV content. We're all gonna run out.
Oh, babe.
We're so bored, honestly. Me and Stephen keep talking about what we're watching. I don't know what you're watching, Stephen.
I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I've been stuck watching Cat in the Hat. But me and Stephen like to ask you guys, what have you been watching so far when you've been in lockdown?
These guys are too busy.
You know what?
We made a decision that we would sit down in front of the TV. Yes. And like actually take some time.
What was the one that we just watched?
Save Me 2, which is coming up.
Save Me. It's got
Stephen Graham and Lenny James. Yes.
Oh, I've seen the little picture of it. Yeah.
And then there was another one. Afterlife, the second.
That's the Ricky Gervais, isn't it? Yeah, Ricky Gervais. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone who's been watching has been going mad for it.
The moment that you start, you feel yourself. He's brilliant. He makes it so relatable. And then, like, the moment you see yourself, which I'm very emotional, I always start crying. And then as soon as I start crying, there's like he's like genius writing. And then you just start laughing a second later.
Yeah.
He's an incredible writer.
Highly recommend it.
Okay, I might actually check that out because he's a funny guy. So
I might have to move from watching cartoons to actually watching normal people. So maybe I have to move on and grow up.
baby steps, Joanna.
Baby steps.
So where can we find, if we want to get involved in the festival, where can we find it? What's the score?
Well, you can go on our Instagram page, Home Festival Fun, and also on our Facebook page at Home Festival Fun as well. So okay. Instagram and Facebook.
Easy
enough.
You can look
for us, or you can look, you know, on our social media pages as well, on Instagram, Karen Hauer, Otima Buse, David Webb, and Marius Lapierre. So, you know, you can find us everywhere pretty much.
Got it. Just search it. Just Google you. Okay, got it.
Well, thanks so much,
guys. Really appreciate you coming on. And nice to meet you, David.
Nice to meet you. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
What a lovely couple.
Oh, I knew it was going to be both of them. I predicted it. Saw both names. I was like, right, it's going to be. You're like, no, maybe it's just their name. No, Stephen. No. We spoke to both. We've got a nice little surprise there, which is amazing.
Really nice. And they seem like a really genuine, very sweet couple, don't they?
Oh, do you know what? When you see the
goals.
The love in their eyes is just like, I'm envious of it.
Well,
I
envy it. You and me both. We're not.
One day, Stephen.
You know what they're saying now about they're opening up the rules so you can meet one person from another house. That means technically you could go on a socially distant date.
When's this?
From yesterday.
But then, what if you choose the wrong one to then meet up?
Well, then you just,
do you know what I mean?
You don't even have to give them a kiss goodbye. You could the next day go with someone else. So I think actually maybe, Joanna, this would be the key to you. Get on Tinder.
This is it. I'm going to get on Tinder or Raya, whatever it's called.
Oh, Raya, yeah, because you've got to go to the celeb one.
Yeah, the verified one. The verified one. Do you know what I was thinking about this morning? I saw your Twitter. You're verified on Twitter and I'm not. I had to get my verification.
Yeah, babes. I actually got that years ago when I was a journalist at OK Magazine and they were just giving journalists all the blue ticks.
Just like waiting in line like, hey.
Hello. I was quite excited when I got it. And some of my friends are really envious, so obviously I was really into that as well.
Stunning. Brilliant. Yeah. So what have we got planned?
See what's going on here. I've still got the rest of the week off, so I'm going to enjoy that, and then I'm going to meet up with a friend tomorrow, and then got Eurovision on Saturday. So I'll be in getting very drunk watching that by myself. What a treat!
So what are they going to be doing on Saturday then?
So
for those who aren't aware, i.e. myself,
there's a big BBC show where they're like doing like a compilation of all greatest moments. Then the actual Eurovision broadcaster are doing a big show. Look, James Newman will be involved in.
Yeah.
And then Rylan is doing a A to Z of Eurovision afterwards. So it's like just a big compilation show of all different clips and stuff.
Oh, stunning.
So I think it'll be quite fun.
I might have to watch it. I've got nothing else to watch. So I might as well. I'm going to watch it.
There's only so much Cat in the Hat you can watch, Joanna. Jesus.
I know, I'm getting bored of it. I know every line by line.
Oh my God, your poor family.
It's all good. They're loving it.
What are you going to be doing?
So, well, about that. I don't really know. Probably get more pictures of my face and probably a couple more YouTube videos. Honestly, I'm so sick of my face right now. But and hopefully continue with the working out. I'm going to try and persist and keep going.
You could do one more between now and next week. Maybe two.
I'm going to push for three. Promise I'll do three, okay? Next week, we'll have to talk about it and see if I've actually done it. Yeah, three.
I'm going
to
guess you won't have, but let's stay hopeful.
I'll have to show you proof as well. I'll get proof.
How are you going to... Oh, it takes some videos, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get some videos and send
all right,
to you.
Fine. Well, nice good. To speak to you as ever, Joanna.
And you too, my lovely.
And until next time, everyone,
until
goodbye.
Until next time, guys. Bye.